the way of living as a person of God. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 11-14. But you, man of God, flee from all this, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. This took place at Columbine High School in the United States a few years ago. 25 students died in the shooting incident. But the testimony of the student that survived from it ignited the fire of life in the hearts of young people. When the criminal was shooting at the students with a gun, there was a 17-year-old girl named Cassie Bernal. The criminal pointed the gun and asked, "Do you believe in God?" in a situation where she could have survived. If she had said she did not believe in God, she looked straight at the criminal and said, in the situation where she could face of death, "I believe in God." The criminal fired a gun at Cassie's chest. As the story of Cassie spread out, a movement arose among American teenagers to wear t-shirts that said, "I believe in God." Then, a rally was held where numerous teenagers gathered and confessed their faith in God through tears. This rally began to ignite as a life movement that saves the souls and minds of teenagers who were dying from drug addiction. That is right. If you were faced with a crisis situation like this, how many believers would be able to confess that they believe in God? Cassie, a martyr of this era, told us living today about what kind of choices we should make through life and death. She says, "Choose God." The early church members kept their faith, even though their homes were taken away, their belongings were taken away, and they were kicked out of their workplaces because of their belief in Jesus. This young student's confession, "I believe in God, even at gunpoint," is even more heartbreaking. In today's message, Paul said to Timothy that you are a man of God. And he told about the way the people of God live their lives. First of all, Paul said that Christians are people of God. It is in verse 11. The Bible distinguishes people into three types. One is the one that do not know God. This refers to those who do not believe, and believers. Another group is those that belong to the flesh. These are the people that are saved children of God, but faith is not mature. People with this faith sit in between God and the world. If they feel comfortable, they go on vacation, but if they have issues, which are too difficult for them to solve, they then seek God. This is what people belonging to the flesh are like. Romans, chapter 8, verse 8 says, those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. The other group is, there are people that belong to the Spirit. These are the people that live by faith. These are the people that are fully filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible called these people belonging to the Spirit, people of God. In the latter part of chapter 8, verse 9, it says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. In today's passage, Paul said to Timothy, you are a man of God. Secondly, there are characteristics in the people of God. In the Old Testament, these people were specially called people. Prophets like Moses, David, Elijah and Isaiah were called as men of God. However, in the New Testament, all saved people are God's people. People that have been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ are the people of God. It has been said that people that live by faith are called as people of God. Faith is about leaving all unto God. The Bible tells us to leave things unto Him continuously. In Psalms, chapter 55, verse 22, it says, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you, He will never let the righteous fall. He said to leave him the burden of heart, burden of spirit and burden in life. In Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3, it says like this, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. In the 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. If you are worried about the things of the world, there is no end. Everything seems worrisome. He told us to leave these kinds of worries unto him as well. As much as we leave unto God, he takes care of us. Heavy burden of life, pathway of life, as we study, as we run businesses and as we raise our children up, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will leave unto God everything like these. The way of living of the people of God is different. Let us read verse 11. But you, man of God, flee from all this, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance and gentleness. Paul suggested two ways of living for the people of God. He told us to flee from these things. In verses 4 to 5, he introduced about things to flee away from. In verse 4, he said, an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions. Do you know how deadly these things are? In the 2 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 10, when the evil spirit was entering into Saul, he tried to kill David, held a spear, talked frantically. He was unable to control his emotions and making false accusations. Envy, jealousy, and feeling inferior than others become a channel for the devil to sneak in. Also, in verse 5, Satan corrupts people with a corrupt mind. A corrupt mind means a rotten heart. If food is gone off and rotten, it cannot be eaten, then what would happen to the heart, if it is rotten and corrupt? When the heart is corrupt, thinking properly and making a right judgment become impossible. When the spirit becomes ill, and the fellowship with God becomes blocked, it would bring a dark period of the soul. Paul said, you man of God, avoid these things. Because it is being deceived by the devil. Also, we need to follow Jesus only. Let us read the latter part of verse 11. It says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance and gentleness. These are the character qualities of Jesus. The greatest grace is being able to imitate the character of Jesus. Children resemble their parents, because their DNA is the same. When you raise children up, you realize that children will inevitably take after their parents. It's not just about looks that resemble each other. Their personality, temperament, and IQ are similar. It is normal for children to take after their parents, regardless of whether they're good or bad. We are children of God, because the blood of Jesus Christ flows in our souls. However, there is a problem with believers becoming more like the world instead of like the Lord. Imagine that your child resembles your neighbor. This is a serious problem. Thomas A. Kempis, the early church father, said in his book The Imitation of Christ, that the greatest grace is to resemble the Lord. Yes. The six things that Paul encourages us to follow are righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. These are the characteristics, personality and heart of Jesus. If you follow Jesus, the way opens, you will see the answer, you will find peace, and you see the hope of the heaven. Your character will be more like the Lord's character. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will follow the Lord only. Thirdly, what is the mission that a man of God must fulfill? Let's read verse 12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of the faith. The original meaning of fight here is to fight to win the prize. This was called as the good fight of faith. One is a fight with yourself. Is there an enemy greater than yourself? Most of the time, life falls apart due to a fight with oneself. For example, have a look at Samson. He had power to kill 1,000 people with one donkey bone, but you can see him collapsed in the desert, as he was unable to overcome his thirst. This comes up in Judges, chapter 15, verse 19. We must fight the good fight of faith against ourselves every day. Another thing is the fight against the circumstance. People cannot ignore everything they see, hear, and feel in their environment around them. This is because everyone assimilates into the environment they are in. To have a healthy mind and spirit, you must first organize your environment you are in. There are three types of wrong love in the Bible. The 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 4-5 say, some people love themselves, love money and love pleasure more than they love God. Firstly, it says, they loved themselves. It refers to egoism and individualism. Another one is the love of money. It refers to materialism and mammonism. The other one is the love for pleasure. People loved pleasure more than they loved God. This refers to a culture of having pleasure. The problem is not that there is little love, but loving the wrong thing is the problem. In this environment, we must fight the good fight of faith well. Another one is a spiritual battle. Unlike animals, humans have a soul within their bodies. As long as an animal has food and a place to sleep, it will survive. However, humans do not say that they are happy just because food, clothing, and shelter have been taken care of. Also, because humans are spiritual beings, there is a spiritual battle. Paul also said that our fight is not with flesh and blood, but against the evil spirits in heaven. This means that we must continue to fight because this fight has already begun. This means that we should not give up in the middle, but we should do our very best to fight until the very end. Also, the mission of the believers is to possess the eternal life. Verse 12 says like this, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It is in taking hold of the eternal life. Is there anything more precious than life? The greatest mission of the church is to save lives. The church exists to save life. The greatest reward a believer will receive in the future is saving lives as well. Why did the Lord come to this earth? Why did the Lord bear the cross to save life? He poured out both water and blood on the cross to save life. Have you been believing in Jesus for 10 or 20 years? How many people have been saved because of myself? How many people come to your mind? This year is also coming to an end. In the remaining time, start looking for people around you. There are souls to be saved. They are waiting for your help. I hope you will pray, so that you will be able to lead one life to the Lord. My dear family in Christ, you are God's people. Let us throw away evil thoughts and corrupt minds, let us fix our eyes only on the Lord and let us follow Him only. And I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that we will fight the good fight of faith and run towards the eternal life. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.